It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. February 18th, 1977, the Space Shuttle Enterprise embarked on its maiden flight in captive mode, attached to the top of a Boeing 747 jumbo jet. 1979, snow falls in the Sahara Desert in southern Algeria during a storm which lasts for about a half an hour. 1983, Paul Allen resigned from Microsoft as executive vice president. He remained as a member of the company's board of directors. 1997, a Buddhist temple in Hiroshima, Japan, announced plans to open a virtual graveyard on the internet, which the deceased could be represented by government records, photos, and virtual gravestones. Also, in 1997, Corel begins shipping the WordPerfect suite for DOS. It included WordPerfect 6.2, Quattro Pro 5.6, and Presentations 2.1. It would cost $495 or an upgrade of $149. And Sun Microsystems released version 1.1 of the Java Development Kit. And in 1999, Abdul Treya of Calgary, Canada, received a threatening letter from the legal representation of Apple Computer, Fenwick & West, LLP. The letter demanded that the teenager turn over his internet domain, appleimac.com, without making any offer of compensation. And version 2.0, draft 1 of the JavaScript programming language, was released. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. February is the month of love, groundhogs, and static electricity. Colder homes are nice for computers, but the static charges they give from being too dry can be more than a shock to your system. They could render your computer useless. If you don't protect from the winter month, you could find your machine and all of its data gone. Carbonite is here to help with that. Founded in 2005, Carbonite backs up over 300 billion files to their secure servers, from photos of your newborn to important videos of the family and friends, not to mention those years of scanned documents you've been spending days digitizing. All of it gets stored in their secure cloud so you're protected from fire, theft, other acts, but also able to pull it down from your iPad to show those cute pictures to friends and family. Your data is secure, encrypted, and free from static electricity. And if you are a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's your life backed up for $59.95 a year, a small investment in important files. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, the website of the Charles Schwab Corporation suffers a 30-minute outage beginning at approximately 1:45 p.m., preventing the leading U.S. discount brokerage from fulfilling customer stock orders during that time. 2002, Global Terabit Research Network was formed. It was composed of two OC48 2.4 gigabyte circuits connecting the Canary CA Net 3, GEANT, and Internet 2 Abilene networks. 2003, version 7.02 of the Netscape Internet Suite was released. 2009, Google wins a suit by a Pittsburgh couple that found their house on Google Street View. White House launches recovery.gov, and Hulu pulls all the content off the Boxy application. And in 2014, NVIDIA introduced the GeForce GTX 750 Ti and 750 with Maxwell architecture. It used a 28-nanometer chip and sports 640 CUDA cores. Price was $149 and $119. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki, And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and Geekazine.com.